Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Jade Cargill was just in studio from the WWE.
I feel like I need to go get a pump now.
I know.
You know what I mean? I feel like I need to go get you know, a couple curls in.
I told you she was yoked.
Dude.
And you were like, what? I was like, dude, she...
No question she'd knock me out.
She is absolutely, like, jacked. She might be in as good a shape as, like, any wrestler in the business right now.
And as jacked as she is, she's equally as beautiful.
Oh, man.
And great personality.
I'm glad you said it. So
yeah, you're allowed to say that. We're not.
I was, like, staring at her makeup. I'm like, it is 7 a.m. How do you look like this?
I just saw the garage door thing go off, so I know Amy's in the car now, so I can't say that, but you can.
Exactly.
But, no, she was awesome. She very personable. I mean, look. You and I have been in this long enough to know that there's some people you get in and they're just like, they don't speak, and then the microphone comes on and then they play the character and then they're off and they walk right out. And then some people are just as nice as they can be.
Yeah.
She was as nice as she could be on. Seth Rollins was the same way.
You're glad that, that, you know, Amy doesn't have to hear you say anything about the look. I'm glad that my wife didn't see her ring that Brandon Phillips bought for her. That thing.
Oh, I'm also glad about that.
Lord.
It was beautiful. That,
yeah, beautiful is one word to describe it. Massive would be the other one.
Got a couple of carrots there.
I was not joking when I was like, I think that thing is the same size as the top of my water bottle. Like, I mean, golly.
That's what's funny about, I'm such a frugal person. Like, Dylan is more than me, but I'm very that way too. And that's like last night when I was like, yeah, these batteries are on sale. And you know what Amy's, you know, she didn't miss a beat. She didn't miss a beat. She goes, that thing better be running by Halloween.
Mm. We're going trick or treat.
And
I don't care if she can't crawl.
So then I was like, okay, well, there's it's the last Christmas you get. Just hope you know that.
Well, make sure to check out Jade this weekend in WWE with Evolution. I think this might have been one of the first times that my husband was jealous of the guests we had in studios.
Take that, Grant.
You talk to baseball players all the time.
All
I got Jade Cargill.
Oh, I've been around Grant when he was doing updates here and I was producing the mornings and John and Hugh, and we had a couple wrestlers mm-hmm. in. And suddenly he was interested in the show.
Yeah. Well, we are talking about Kirk Cousins today because the second season of Quarterback came out. But before we talk about Kirk, I did have this on in the background kind of all day yesterday. I didn't full-on watch it and live tweet it like Abe Gordon, but Joe Burrow is also featured in this series. And late into the series, Mike, Joe said something I wanted to ask you about because you were an offensive lineman. And he said something, but again, I'm going to reiterate, Joe said this. I'm not saying this.
Okay.
Joe said that offensive linemen are all weird.
Whoa. Yes. Really?
Yes. But it wasn't in a bad way. It was I love to have conversations with them because they're wired differently. They're weird.
Well, you know, look, after seeing some of the, you know, hair dye and things he's used and the fact that he, like, bought the Batmobile, I can see as why a person like that would think offensive linemen are weird. When we are by far the most normal position on the football field, and I mean by a mile.
First off, what position was he talking about?
Offensive lineman.
Okay. You sound like you said offensive. And I was like, they are offensive.
O-line offensive.
I think it's funny that he also did a whole segment with his stylist,
which I thought was rich.
I'm actually going to defend the lineman here.
There you go.
It's kind of rich that a guy who his bases look off Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone
and Eminem.
Oh my god!
Is holding a handbag that he can a travel bag. It's like my Louis, but it was a much more expensive, bigger version. It was like, I don't know if I. It's not really me. And I'm like, dude, you have a stylist. Like, they did a whole episode basically about his mom saying that he was very stylish as a kid, and you know she was in this the fashion somewhat of a fashion game at one point in time, and that's why I think Joe Burrow should maybe pull his punches.
I guarantee you, Allie, to answer your question, that his offensive linemen think he's weird too.
Okay.
So
okay,
and I think that if any just blue collar person out there driving around on 285 right now were to meet his offensive line and him, they'd probably want to hang out with his offensive line more than they would him.
I will say this. I've been around a lot of teams, different. Every team's different. Like, every year is different, right? Because you have different people. They're, 53 men. How many people would you say is different each year? Like, four. I mean, there'll be like 40 of the. I would say
turnover
20.
From 1 year to the third year, I think, is 30.
Okay. Most of the time, offensive linemen are the ones that dress the most normal. Like, you'll see t-shirt and jeans, and then I've seen Ray McLeod. Ray McLeod is very, very different with his fashion.
Yeah. Sure.
And I've seen him come in with looking like the fifth member of KISS or whatever. So, like, it's funny how Joe, but those guys are weird too. I mean, they're big.
And,
yeah, you're weird. You guys are weird too. It's just a different. It's just a different weirdness.
Okay.
You're more. It's a normal weird.
I should. You know what? One day for Mike, maybe this will be tomorrow. I'm gonna go through and rank the weirdness of the positions on the football field, and I'll start. Probably with
top
quarterback.
Top five. That's the top five list.
Top five.
That's the top
position.
Five weirdest positions in football.
Weirdest positions, personality-wise.
Because I think I actually have some. I can put some input. Yeah. Like, yeah, I've seen some quarterbacks, man.
Yeah, defensive ends and linebackers. Yeah, we'll do that.
We're on this because Kirk Cousins obviously is in this second season of quarterback, and he has had made some statements. He has made some statements that have people questioning whether he should have been on the field, whether he should have taken himself out. And is there blame really to go around? But it sounds like today we're kind of on the stance of this is just a perfect storm of a situation.
Well, and I know there's I've been getting tweets all morning. I know there's people out there that feel differently, and you'll have your opportunity on the wake up call coming up at 8 o'clock to air out who you think is at fault. But I think what's the craziest thing about this, Allie, is that I feel exactly after watching it how I felt going into it, that I can understand, and you can go back and listen to any of our past shows and hear me say these kind of things. I understand the Falcon fandom standpoint of going, dude, you screwed the team. We wanted to go to the playoffs, this, that, and the other. But I've also been in those locker rooms, and I've seen individual players get screwed by the organization. Mm-hmm. It's not – and we talk about this in terms of Kirk being a backup. It's not usually like players that are siding with the team in these situations. Any of these guys can be cut tomorrow and land with the Saints. You know what I mean? And so you have to look at it from that perspective as well, as he's doing what's best for Kirk because he knows the team did what's best for the team.
Yeah, I want to touch on something. I know we got to probably get to break here, but I want to touch on how people see players dealing with training staff and doctors.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's the regular, the 53rd guy on the roster and how much he relies on the training staff, and then there's the top paid guy and maybe – what he uses and what can be written in contracts.
I've got answers.
Well, yeah, and I want to know what those answers are. So hang on to that. We will cover that next along with the Braves. Are we just out of solutions at this point? And we've got a Mic'd Up coming up as well.
Yeah. We're going to play Which One Wednesday coming up on the other side of the break. Don't miss that.
Yeah?
It is Which One Wednesday, isn't it? Jade Cargill has me all thrown off.
Fangirling over there.
I know. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.